We then refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Baruch Osa Bereishis. Not Baruch Osa Bereishis, not blessed is he who created in the beginning, but rather, blessed is he who constantly creates. He's an Osa. He makes in the present tense is the idea of the ongoing process of Bereishis. HaMachadesh B'tuvah B'chol Yoyim Tamin Ma'asa Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews in his goodness, every day, constantly the act of creation. In other words, he keeps what exists in existence. Ma'aseh Bereishis was never about a one-time burst of energy, a big bang of creation, Yesh Ma'ayin, as Schwab says. Rather, it's ongoing. He keeps all of creation in existence and continues to exist. This is because, essentially, we only exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem thinks about us on an ongoing basis. We exist, so to speak, in the mind of the infinite. Were Hashem, explains the Rambam, to stop thinking about us for a second, we could not exist. We exist within Hashem's consciousness. In fact, the way that the vowels of Yudke Vovke are meant to be, explains Rav Hirsch, it's he who brings existence into being. He's constantly willing us into being. Essentially, we're being created new every moment. It's just that we're created with a memory. Otherwise, we'd never be able to achieve anything. It also means that if Hashem is creating every moment anew, it means every single moment is filled with latent power. It's filled with potential that is up to us to realize. Because this moment is never coming back. It's a new Nivra. It's created by Hashem for a purpose. And we have to ask ourselves, what am I doing with this moment? Hashem creates it right now. What does he want me to do with that? And Hashem is an Omer V'Oseh. He makes his word into reality. He says and he does. Hashem created the world. V'Yomer Elokim, V'Yomer Elokim, V'Yomer Elokim. Interestingly enough, in Parshas Va'era, he talks about the fact that he appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as Kel Shakai, but he did not appear with his name, Yudke Vavke. Michilta explains, I am Hashem who promised your forefathers I'd take them out of slavery and bring them to their land. The time has now come. Why? Because I am Hashem, Yudke Vavke. My name means what I promise is what I do. So within the name of Yudke Vavke, he's an Omer V'Oseh. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. This is what is known, according to Rashi, as the Mid Amitis Shadi, my attribute of truth. It's incredible. According to this Medrash, Hashem defines his own name as the keeper of promises. This is again linked to this idea of Yudke Vavke, which is the meaning of an ongoing process. That Hashem will keep his promise. Hashem is an Omer V'Oseh. Schwab further explains that our whole hope for the eventual Geula, for Mashiach coming, for Tchias HaMesim, is based on this meaning of Hashem's word, of Hashem's name. He's an Omer V'Oseh, he's good for his word. If Hashem says it, we can be confident that it's going to happen.